It's a busy Independence Day week. It's time for Act Locally Waco.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Will Burney, and Holly Tate is here filling in for Ashley Bean Thornton. Hi, Holly.
Hi, Will. Thanks for having me. Well, there's a lot of great events coming up thanks to the holiday week. Tonight at 7 p.m., Waco Civic Theater is presenting Mary Poppins Jr. as part of their Children's Workshop series. If you can't make it tonight, try again on Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are about $10 to $12, and for more information, you can visit wacocivictheater.org.
And this Saturday, Hawaiian Falls Water Park is hosting Champions Day for individuals with special needs.
The champions get in free, and their companion tickets for family members are only $10. Champions and their families will have exclusive park access from 8:30 to 10 a.m. and will open to the public at 10:30. For more information, visit hfalls.com.
That should be a fun day at the water park for those guys.
Oh, definitely.
Also happening this week at the Farmers Market is Buzz Off 2018. You'll get advice on how to protect yourself, loved ones, and pets from pesky mosquito bites, as well as ways to prevent them from breeding on your property. For more information, you can email noras@wacotx.gov.
On Saturday, artists from Cultivate 712 will be at Barnett's Pub. You can have the opportunity to buy some of their work and watch live artists in action. The event will be from 4 to 7 p.m. at Barnett's Public House on 420 Franklin Avenue.
But that's pretty interesting to see how they make their art happen.
Yeah, for sure.
And then on Tuesday, the Waco Ukulele Orchestra will meet.
Yeah, I heard that there's no experience necessary, which is good for me. They even have loaner ukuleles available on a first-come, first-served basis. The group meets at Cotton Patch Sound Design on 2426 Columbus Avenue at 7 p.m.
And then Wednesday is the holiday we're all waiting for, Independence Day. There's an exciting Fourth on the Brazos planned yet again this year that's sponsored by the City of Waco and HEB.
The fireworks will be shot above the river between McLean Stadium's Touchdown Alley and the Farrell Center at 9:15, but the event starts way before then. You can come enjoy concerts, food, a kids area, and much more starting at 5 p.m. with live music starting at 6. And what I hear is there's the 7th annual corn dog eating competition at 7:15. The seventh annual, and I've been missing it this whole time. So I'm really excited about that. So if you want to learn more about the great events happening on this Independence Day, check out BrazosNightsWaco.com.
And on Thursday at the East Waco Library, kids can make their own musical instrument.
Everything you need to make your own musical instrument, whether that be a rain stick, a kazoo, or even a pair of maracas, will be provided by the library. So stop by the East Waco Library at 901 Elm anytime between 1 and 2:30 to celebrate with the East Waco Library, because libraries rock.
Well, it's certainly a fun week in Waco. Thank you so much, Holly, for sharing these events with us.
Thanks for having me, Will.
You can find a full calendar of events at actlocallywaco.org. Have a great week, Holly.
You too, Will.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.